death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You
might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
That day,
my.
I thought about everything you've been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution? And God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God change.
Woo!
Things.
Yeah. I pray for.
You pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things. Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Cause I'm gonna be praying for you. What God. Now, you know what's gonna happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
What's God changing?
Won't it change? Won't it change? I'll pray for you. You pray for me. Come on, Christian.
I pray for you. You pray for me. Watch God change things. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Sunday morning praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to tell and thank everyone for joining this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior. Before we go into our musical ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord, Father, we are bowed and praising your name. Praising you, Lord, Father, for life, health, and strength. We saw also, Lord, Father, want to thank you for sending angels to watch over us all night long. And bright early this morning, Lord Father, touching us, enabling us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we open our eyes, Lord Father, we notice, Lord Father, that we had the activities of all our limbs and all our body parts was working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. We was able, Lord Father, to go and clothe ourselves for this brand new day. We was able, Lord Father, to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the hospitals. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, Lord Father. But we want to add a mighty healing upon their bodies. And we ask that in your name, Lord Father. doing it on the stop there, Lord Father. But go by the nursing homes, knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. Some that are elderly, Lord Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty healing upon them, Lord Father. Bless them on every leaning side. Build them up where they are torn down and lift them up on every leaning side, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters that are in colleges and universities all over this land that are pursuing careers and endeavors. Get them strength, Lord Father, as they go on their journey, Lord Father. Get them some vision that to seek you when they're in a tight spot where they know don't have any understanding, that they can seek you for some guidance. And don't only step thy left, Lord Father, but go by the jails and prison, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have made a bad decision that put themselves in that facility, but we want to add a mind regulation upon them in a right direction. Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father, but go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. Be an eye and ear for us. Be armor protection around us, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, there's some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs your guidance and understanding. Someone maybe have lost a loved one. Please, Lord Father, comfort them during their bereavement time. Let them know, Lord Father, that you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. And Lord Father, when we enter in this brand new week that we are going into, we ask that you go with us. Guide our footsteps in the right direction, Lord Father. Also, Lord Father, guide our tongue that we may speak the right words, that it may be positive to someone. Give them some understanding and guidance, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, we are our brother's keepers, Lord Father. Testimony to tell someone. Let our testimony be a testament in a positive way, Lord Father. And Lord Father, when we are traveling the last mile on this earth, on this journey, Lord Father, when we have sung our last song, when we have prayed our last prayer, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you give us a home in your kingdom, Lord Father. We're not asking for the best seat, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessings and others we ask in your Son Jesus' name. And we say, amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this Sunday morning praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, and it's entitled, Be With Me, Jesus.
Whoa! Stay with me.
Be an example. Spread give them hope for the future. And wherever there's hope, there's a reason to change. So encourage your brother and he would do the same.
'Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. So be the one to lend a hand, let them know you understand.
Song brings a fresh perspective and reminds us that we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand. Let them know you understand. Oh.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
There is a bond in the air. lift my voice. I will speak for you, Lord. When I open my mouth,
we
Good morning, everyone. You're tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 39 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and glorious morning. Be sure to be safe out there, by all means. Please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. And it's entitled, He Laid His Hands on Me.
Let me, let me, let me. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 199, and I have one deal. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 199, and I have one deal. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 199, and I have one deal. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 199, and I have one deal.
you hear me sing my song?
I'm moving home.
I'm just moving a little closer to home.
I'm moving home.
Will you see me praising the Lord, y'all? I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. All right, it is 1 minute before the hour. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is enjoying these selections. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Great song there that was coming from LaShawn Pace Rose entitled "There's a Leak in This Old Building." We're going to continue giving you the very best in gospel music. Our next song coming up is coming from Reverend Paul Jones. And it's entitled, "I Won't Complain."
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I
ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. It dries all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. My midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord.
I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
If you can't stand being lied about, Song that Daddy used to say. Somebody might say, well, we get tired of talking about Daddy. Something about my daddy and my mama. '76, a tornado came, blew our house away. We lost everything that we had. Program somewhere down in South Mississippi. I think it was down in Macomb, Mississippi. They wanted to raise an offering for Daddy. Daddy told them, that's all right. Don't worry about it, baby. I never will forget that proud look on Daddy's face when Daddy said, what I done all I can do. For 6 years, Daddy said, oh, I just ain't able to help the poor. He said, I just want to be able to look up and say, when my work down here is done and my race has been won, woo! When I come down to my
it won't be long. I got to do the same thing Daddy did. I don't know when, I don't know where, but I know it won't be long. The reason I know it won't be long, because I can't do the thing I used to do. I tried to run other day, can't run like I used to. I tried to run, I can't run faster than I used to. Steps is getting a little short, breath is getting a little short, but you know what? You know what? You know what? When I come down to the end of my journey, I want everything to be alright. I feel good here, y'all. I'll be through moaning and groaning, waking up crying in the middle of the night. I don't know what y'all wanna do, but I wanna look up and say,
see him again.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is enjoying the selections. We're giving you the very best in gospel music. Next song coming up is coming from the Willie Banks and the Messengers. And it's entitled, One More Chance.
Give me another hand, y'all. How many been enjoying yourself? How many love the Lord? Why don't you raise your hands that I love the Lord? We're nothing but some old country boys all the way from Tyler, Texas. We've come to sing a song for you. Hope that you will enjoy yourself. I'd like to ask you a question. How many been enjoying yourself? Did you enjoy the Jackson Southern Air? Why don't you give the Jackson Southern Air, man? I'm just so glad to be here in Jackson, Mississippi. If I happen to act a little strange, y'all have to look over me, because I love the Lord. And then, you know, my father had no dog, and whenever he got ready for him to hunt, all he had to do was carry him out to the edge of the woods and say, sick. Y'all don't know nothing about that, do you? For us to sing for you this evening, all you got to do is just kind of nod your head along with us. If you don't want to do that, every once in a while, somebody just kind of wave your hand just a little bit. But if you want me to call this young man I got called Robert, you say, Willie, say, sing him a little bit, then I know what you're talking about. Give me a hand. Let me sing me a song.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to sing this evening, y'all.
Just a little while. One of these days, Everything's gonna be alright.
Church, that was a place called Egypt land. It was under Pharaoh's command, and he had my God's people in bondage there. Oh, yes, he did, church. When they were free, they had to steal away. These are the words I know God's people would say. They would tell each other, we got to hold on,
hold on
a little while.
Oh, yeah.
We got to hold on,
hold on
just a little while.
Oh,
one of these days,
everything's going to be alright.
Church, it was in my God's plan to send Moses down in Egypt land. He said, Moses, go tell old Pharaoh, he better let my people go. And when Moses was crying out, I knew he heard his sisters and brothers cry. But he told them to hold
on
just a little while.
He
said, hold on just a little while. If you hold on,
everything is going to be alright.
Church, Moses led the children out of bondage all the way down to the banks of the Red Sea. Some of them was trouble in mind, for Pharaoh's army was close behind. But Moses said, don't be afraid, God's on our side. He'll do just what he said. All you got to do is hold
on
just a little while.
Fight,
he said, oh,
hold
on just a little while.
Fight,
if you hold on everything,
everything is gonna
be
alright.
Church, that was a rod in Moses' hand. He stretched it out and they walked across on the land. When they had reached the other side, and Moses had saw everybody was all right, he turned, looked around, stretched out the rod again, and Pharaoh's army was drowned. He said, all you got to do is hold
on
just a little while. He said,
oh, hold
on just a little while. If you hold on,
everything is gonna be alright.
Church, when Moses' mission had come to the end, God took him on the mountain and showed him the promised land. Then Moses told Joshua what to do. He said, you are the ones to lead the children through. He said, I've been on the mountain, I looked at the promised land. Oh, this is one thing I want you to understand. All you got to do is
hold
just a little while. He said, hold just a little while. If you hold
on
just a little while, keep in your hand, keep it in the wine chest. Look to the hill, we'll come at your house. He said, oh, don't be ashamed,
don't.
He said, you be ashamed, don't be before man. He said, I'll be ashamed, don't be before the Father. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Anybody holding on?
Sensational Nightingales completing this video sweep, and we'll be right.
we're gonna have
some mercy down.
Oh, through the grace of God,
I found
for me. Oh, it leads to eternity.
I learned
how to wait.
Some rain
must fall. I know a Savior. He's able. Oh, I know He's able.
He can take
you. On your knees, all you gotta do is call.
Then
learn
how to wait on the Lord.
I don't need nobody to help me right now. Some trials,
tribulation.
I ought to get a witness when I tell you there's gonna be some heartaches, there's gonna be some trouble in your life, and there's gonna be some pain. But you know what I found out?
If only His name you call.
He'll never let you fall.
I had
to learn
how to wait
on the Lord. Let me tell you something. I love you, but you can't do it like Jesus. Oh, I had to
learn how to wait.
Oh, I wish I could sing like I want to sing in this place here tonight. But you know all you gotta do right now is wait.
Wait on.
It's not gonna always be there, but wait on. God said, as I suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. That means we gonna have to do some suffering too. But through all our suffering, through all our problems, still we got to wait on the Lord. Wait a minute. Do you remember when Mary and Martha sent for Jesus? Said, my brother Lazarus is sick, but Jesus didn't come then. He waited until Lazarus died and was buried in the grave. Then came Jesus. Somebody said, I wonder why did he wait?
Since he's able to heal the sick, raise the dead, give sight to the blind, make the lame man walk, make the dumb man talk. Why did he wait? He wanted to prove a point. And the point was, he may not come when you want him. Oh, oh, he'll be there on time. Wait on him.
Wait on him too long.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know how people like to talk about Job. It ain't nothing wrong with Job. But when I read it, I found out Job had friends that came by and sat with Job. No doubt they had been knowing each other for a mighty long time. But after they stayed so long and Job wasn't getting no better, they couldn't wait. It's that you must have done something wrong to your God. They couldn't wait. Oh, I'm not through yet. I'm not through yet. Zacchaeus climbed up a sycamore tree trying to get his head on the cloud. Y'all don't hear me. He couldn't wait, but then when Jesus came by, he told him to come on down. That mean he could have waited and stayed in the same place. He was still coming by.
Wait on him. Wait on the Lord.
Sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. On you, Lord. I don't mind. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on. Because I know you're coming after a while.